100 Word Stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And I'm using the Yeti microphone again, and hopefully it's coming through clearly, although probably with a little echo from this being the living room. And the topic this week was pack, and we got some stories in, and I could say something like, hey, 20 years of the 100 Word Stories podcast, but whatever. As for the weekly challenge, we're coming up on weekly challenge 1,000, big round numbers, blah, blah, blah. So y'all can have your whatever, and I'll be like, okay, whatever. And, I didn't do anything special or an anniversary read or any of that. It's just, okay, let's keep going. I don't know when it's time to stop, but maybe one day it will be. We'll see. Until then, let's listen to the stories on the topic of pack.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story on the topic pack. It's called Dead Man's Hand. Dad always won at poker. It didn't matter, we only played for pennies. The only thing at stake was pride. Still, it would have been nice to win more than once in a while. It was his thing, though, and we spent many an evening happily playing cards and enjoying a bottle of bourbon. He's been gone a while now, and I miss those evenings together. I found his old pack of cards whilst clearing out some boxes, so I invited the boys round for a game. Now we know how he always won. 63 cards in the pack. I'm done. Until next time, so are you. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Hot Day in June. We'd just gone out for some smokes. That was all. It's not like there's much else to do when the power's out, is there? It was a hot day. Tempers had been frayed. Then the aircon stopped working. Alarms started beeping down the street. I tried a light switch, and nothing. They called us animals in court, like we'd hunted in a pack. Scapegoats is what we were. They were making an example of us. I mean, the door was open. I left the cash on the counter. It's hardly my fault if some looter took it, is it? Thank you for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 997 with a prompt of pack. So here's my story. Bilbert's dad quickly tied up the unconscious intruder and called the police. When they arrived, Mr. Withybottom told the officer, he said he was looking for Sabrina Hexaosos. The officer gave Bilbert and Mandy the side eye. I know you two. You claimed your butler was poisoning someone. Mandy scowled at him.
John did poison my dad, and he just tried to kidnap us in front of the police station.
The cop laughed. We found that guy wandering around and waving a gun. He turned to his partner. Harry, pack up this perp and let's go talk to the butler. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge bonus episode number 8647 with the prompt of Narcissistic Sociopath. Well, here's my story. Donald Trump was a president, but he wasn't a very good president. He pandered to dictators.
threatened to invade sovereign countries, offended nations long considered to be our friends, and waffled ad nauseum in semi-coherent rants that he called the weave, but sounded like a demented old man who should be in memory care. He promised to lower taxes, end a war in 24 hours, and bring down the prices of gas and groceries. The rich got the tax breaks. The war is still going on with Putin laughing at him, and gas and groceries are climbing higher. Some president. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again someday.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called 52 Factorial. For 5 years, I've traveled everywhere with a pack of cards, waiting for open heart surgery, in church, during church, at tables to dine, at tables to vote. I've created a number of packet tricks, which I call the COVID collection. I'm going to present my best full pack trick this Tuesday in Oakland for the 100th year meeting of the oldest magic club west of the Mississippi. The pack produces 4 royal flushes in a row, then 4 straight flushes. It's called Primo Vigentilia. Still working on story to frame the impossible. Got the how, looking for the why. And that's it for this week. Dangerously coming close to that 1,000. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I was raised by a pack of wolves. Abandoned in the forest, left to fend for myself, they found me, nurtured me, and kept me safe. I learned their ways, lived as one of them, earned their respect and their loyalty. And now, I am the alpha. I am in control, and they obey me, protect me with their very lives if necessary. And tonight, we hunt. Do you hear the chill howls as we approach? Do you see the red glow of our eyes, the snapping and flash of our teeth? And when you cry wolf, no one will hear.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He packed a bag and grabbed the jeep. It's urgent, they said, and off he went. The terrain was rugged, the whole trip a disaster. A flat tire. The jeep started leaking oil. When it finally died, he was stranded in the middle of nowhere. What now? That's when they appeared. He had never seen them. Their faces painted, their hair braided with long strings of many colors. They didn't talk, but he could hear them. Need help? He nodded. When he woke up, he got dressed, packed a bag, and grabbed the jeep. He wondered, where would they be? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Every year, I buy a new hurricane preparedness pack with several weeks of dehydrated meals. I donate the old one to the local food pantry. Lots of other people do this, so the county is up to the rafters with dehydrated eggs and chicken cacciatore. The water purification tablets have a much longer shelf life, but sometimes I forget and leave those in the packs and have to buy new ones of those too. Does bottled water expire? I don't know. I've seen a few cases of those at the food pantry, so maybe I should donate those as well.
So let's wrap this thing up. The day after the big anniversary, blah, 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 whatever, you can leave a comment. Enjoy. No one ever leaves comments. So it's like once every few weeks and it's like, oh, okay. At least they're not those stupid Bitcoin wallet comments that spam out on YouTube, which there are never any comments there. And it's like, after a while, you get used to it. I figure after 20 years, it's like, oh, cool. All right. Each one is appreciated, but not expected. Anyway, the next weekly challenge topic is You Stink. And I'm saying that to Tinny, who is sitting right here with me. And yes, you're a good cat, even though she was kicking up dirt in the plant potter outside and pooping in there. So go figure. Cats will be cats. Yeah, I know. It's not just a litter box.
Yeah.
So anyway, the next topic is You Stink, and maybe I'll record all the stories for the week this week. And thank you to everyone who is a part of this. And week in, week out, you make this happen. And as always, keep it brief.